You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. This week, we've been re-airing our award-winning series on lead poisoning in the Bay Area. In the piece we just heard, a family said they were afraid to complain to their landlord about unsafe living conditions because they worried they'd get evicted. When they complained, they say their landlord kicked them out. Housing advocates see this and similar situations a lot. They call it predatory habitability. Associate Fair Housing Director Jacqueline Ramirez works at a Bay Area Fair Housing agency called Project Sentinel, and she joins us in studio. So, Jacqueline, what exactly is predatory habitability?
Predatory habitability is the notion that a housing provider targets a specific group of people with the idea in mind that that group of people is less likely to know their rights or exercise their rights, mm-hmm. and therefore they can get away with more and not fulfilling their obligations to provide a safe and healthy environment.
So they're relying on the fear of those people.
Exactly.
So in the story we just heard, a family complained to their landlord about lead hazards in their apartment, but said many other families were afraid, to talk because they feared eviction. Many of them were immigrants. And I'm wondering, have you seen any of this in your work?
Unfortunately, it's a very common story, particularly in our market because it's so expensive. And we don't just see it with lead. That's quite an extreme example. But we see it with all kinds of conditions like pest infestations, mold, repair issues, just generally unmaintained properties, unsafe living conditions. And it is with a lot of newer immigrants more than anything, usually monolingual speakers, non-English monolingual speakers.
And is that fear founded? Like, do landlords really evict?
Absolutely.
So how do you prove these cases? How do you prove there was discrimination?
It's difficult, but it is possible. So either we can compare. So if a landlord happens to have a building or a section of a building that is primarily non-immigrant or English-speaking, in most cases Caucasian, and that section of the building or that particular building is in a better area of the community or is just better maintained, or if those tenants don't have the same experience having difficulty getting repairs or having pest infestations and things like that. Mm-hmm. But we also look to see how the apartments are being advertised. If it's a landlord that we know speaks both Spanish and English or whatever foreign language and English, we start wondering or seeing, do they only advertise in the foreign language? A lot of people rely on word of mouth of their tenants, and that's another way that they ensure that they only have that type of tenant living there. Also, we're able to do what we call audits, which are kind of like secret shopper situations, and test a property. Mm. I just use quotes, but you know, you can't see that. We're able to test a property and send people. And normally what we want to see is, oh, they won't rent to the Black person or Latino person or Muslim person or whatever the protected class is. In this case, though, what we're trying to prove is that they will only rent to the person of the protected uh-huh. class, and they won't rent even to somebody like me who's Latina, but I speak fluent English. I'm more likely to know my rights or whatever the assumptions are, whether true or not. This is how the housing provider thinks.
That is so interesting. What do you think this has to do with the housing crisis? What relationship do you see there?
Oh, so much. So when you're forced to live wherever you can afford, you're also forced to live in whatever conditions mm-hmm. that gets you. The saying you buy or you pay what you get for, something like that. It's very true in housing. Mm-hmm. And
you get what you pay for.
Yes, you get what you pay for. Thank you. And that's just as true in housing. So even if you know that you're being targeted and that these things are happening or repairs aren't happening because of your ethnicity or your race, you're less likely to speak up because you don't want to be the squeaky wheel and you don't want to draw that attention to yourself, especially if you know that your neighbors aren't going to come up and stick out their neck along with you.
That was Project Sentinel's Associate Fair Housing Director, Jacqueline Ramirez. You can hear a full-length version of that interview online at kalw.org.